Blog Talk Radio.
Against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power.
www.truthisraelite.com.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. The fourth day, the beginning of the fourth day of the feast. I'm enjoying myself so good on these feast days and what is the name of it again? Dedication. Hallelujah. The fourth day of dedication. This is the fourth day of dedication. All six locations is open for the of dedication. One thing about it, see right here. The Almighty Son came 70 miles to keep that eight-day feast. So one thing about it, remember and lessons we have deal with and other the minister deal with, he said, follow him. That's the key. In the words he wants you to do, have a resume on doing one thing, following him. That's the key right there. So we're going to throw it out on the international side and see what's going on. Got a lot of memos in because they say this ministry is touching many of the big dignitaries to take a second look at some things that they have taught and did. And so we're doing our part, the Six Anointed Camp doing our part, but we have to wake up the whole nation of Israel and make it plain that once you in order, according to the Bible's order, Yahuwah will intervene. The only way he's going to intervene, he must look at the people that he put together in 13 verse 3. Where's my sovereign? The beauty he put on you, you must see that beauty. And that beauty must shine through your inner appearance, through the knowledge of the book. Because Ecclesiastes 8:1 said, yo, you will shine through the wisdom of the knowledge of the book. And 2 Timothy 3:15 will tell you the knowledge of shining is you knowing the scripture. You understand what Yahuwah is saying. The Bible have a double meaning. The Bible have a double meaning, and you must precept your Bible to get understanding. Keep in your mind, the Bible have a double meaning to it. You got a worldly meaning and a spiritual meaning to it. You can look at a verse. And if you go in that verse worldly, you're going to miss it. What he's really saying, the Bible is coded, but it's decoded by the peoples like that, that Cinderella thing, the shoes fit her feet. You're going to find out that this ministry on this time, it is time for the six anointed camps laid upon the Yahuwah. Judah have to step up. Yahuwah Judah must step up in the scriptures now. The time is now. But you got to know one thing. You must have a right spirit, precept your Bible, and the Bible have a double meaning. You look read something one way, but it's a spiritual understanding in it somewhere else. You got to tie it in through the book. You can't talk your way out of this. The world talk their way out of it all day long. They talk their way out of it. But their talk have came to an end. So we're going to show you about the order of things on the fourth day, again, on the feast of dedication. You got to understand the Bible have a double meaning. But Yahuwah the Son said, follow him through the double meaning. Okay, you got it. All right, let's throw it on the international side and see who all is in the room. Well, we got a lot of memo, a lot of big dignitaries. And we might call them out tonight. That the one that say they got moved. it's one thing about it. You got to know definition of words. And remember, in the 49th chapter 11, the children of Israel was informed that whenever you move, take your name with you. And not only take your name with you, they always identify you, name your roads, your streets, after names of the way you came out of. And that's why people, they're very confused about people, like even the Haitians, the Haitis. Who are these peoples really? You know, you got them as one people and they're another people. But all you got to do is go on a Google map and pull up the name of their cities, the name of their town. Get what they got written. Get what the Haitians got, which is the tribe of Levi, parts of the tribe of Levi. You know what they got? Right there, right before your eyes. Ain't nobody paying no attention. But we have paid attention. We'll tell you later about it. We'll tell you about it. The son they got over there that identify who they really are in writing. But you know what? Until bosses of the two Israelites bring it out, they're going to be laying there waiting on. But once they bring it out, then you'll see it. Oh, that's real boy. I didn't know that. Okay? That's the point we make it. One ministry have to take its proper position. But we got to stop dragging our feet on our responsibility on being a doer of his word. One accord. One mindset. Then Yahweh going to intervene. You're not intervening if you just learn it. Being learned is one thing. Understand the will of Yahweh is enough. And how you understand the will of Yahweh, what's written in the Bible. All you got to do is say, do I line up with the Bible? How could I lead this if I don't line up with the Bible? Yahweh, he's going to watch you on that perspective. I said, bottom line, you're talking a good game, but you're not walking a good game. You must let the Bible dictate whatever in front of you. The Bible got to be a part, and you got to comment behind what's on the tape. Then the almighty four-letter man will intervene. We sure you know lesson has an info. So on the international side, because we got some memos in here. I'd like to get rid of it right now, but I'm not. Because these are the ones that bosses of the two Israelites have trust for them to take another look at this thing. Because they've been looking at it wrong, and they've been the perpetrators of things, getting along with the get along, and trying to advance on what you have heard, not with the research. Like, for example, I use a case in point, the word Africa. The word Africa is a polluted word, period. It have no definition to be used because it's polluted for the peoples of Ham. It's a polluted word, period. So when you start defining the word Africa, it is a polluted word for the land of Ham. That's Ham divided that whole southern land, the part that he did have in the southern part, into four pieces. How many sons he have? Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. He had four sons. He divided his part of the portion among his four sons. Wherever you migrate to, you take your name. If any other name replace your name, it's polluted. So if you use these names, pronounce sentence on the name polluted to get the attention that this word is a, I forgot the name of that word is. It's a word that, come back to me, when you just put a word in place of a word. They come back to me later. But we'll deal with that later. So now once we get that part cleaned up, especially out there in the Caribbeans, because we read last night showing you that all the Caribbeans, and we're going to take that word too, was called Tainos. And now you find out the word Tainos is written there before you, etymology in your encyclopedias is only means the good peoples. So you got a good people, that means you got a good people, you got a what kind of other people? A bad people. So you was once called the good peoples when other nations sent you. But what don't happen now? Why you not called the good peoples now? See? Because the order is not in order. This is the fourth day of the feast. We'll leave it like that. Fourth day. Eat them up, drink them up after the lesson is on the table. All systematic counsel is ready to receive those that got an ear to hear. Yahweh came 70 miles to the feast. He said, be a follower of me. That's what he said. Now you follow him, what's written in the Bible? All right, on the international side, we see all this lots of filth. Seer, you didn't finish up with the mayor of Chesedek. Well, why don't you finish up with the mayor of Chesedek? What you mean I didn't finish up with it? Huh? Remember, WCC, this program is not about you. It's about the six anointed camps getting in order first. Then we'll take care of you. Let's see. All this lots of filth. 195 international countries. That's a great thing. Yeah, that's a great thing. And what's blessing? Out of New York? Well, I hear what you're saying, but he's feeling about you. 115-490. I know you part of the 115-490. I know that big part of it. But one thing about it. Your degrees will not hold up with the book open. Those that got any degrees outside of not going through the litmus test of the voices of a Jewish life, it will not hold up. And we'll prove that to you. The best degree to have is coming out of the six anointed caps. Because we're going to show you the Bible have a double meaning. It might mean something this time. This place, it might mean something else in another place. We can let you read a verse and tell you to precept that verse. Then you lost. We not. That's our strength. Got it? 195 international countries, 115-490. Let's bring out our elder in and our elder check it from there. And then we'll get on whatever on the table, but we will be reading the memos as they unfold. But it's a word that when you put in place, it'll come to me if you want to come to me. That when you put a name, we know what the Bible tell you that you're going to be a Bible and a proverb, but they got a word that they use for that doing that such a thing. When you look right at a person's name, then you give them another name. I forgot that word. Come back to me if you want me to. And so we go and find our elders, bring him in. We'll see, can we go from there? Right now, Brother Yagdai Israel, you got to take my place for right now, Brother Yagdai Israel, because right now I'm to be cut off if I don't come and take this phone call. So Brother Yagdai Israel, we're going to... You take it from there and let me see what claim of that I just got through doing, and I'll be back shortly. So Brother Yagdai Israel, you are taking from there, and I'll just answer this telephone call. Take it from there, Brother Yagdai Israel. All right.
Well, be with you, listening audience, just scattered to the four corners of the globe. Our primary focus is the 12 tribes of Israel that have been dispersed to the four corners of the globe. We're going to go ahead and bring the elder in for his statement and comments. And we're going to bring in the elder by saying, Yaqua, be with you, Elder Ted of C. Royal.
And Yaqua, bless you. Brother Yadav Israel, hallelujah, Aqua. Thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like we have another outstanding attendance of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. 115,490 listeners. And you know, that's a good number. And it seems to be increasing every day, which is a good thing. Which lets me know that the word of Yahweh is reaching the hearts and minds of many. Because we do need to get this word out there. I'll tell you, I was wrung out tired today trying to talk to different individuals. trying to change different scriptures in the Bible to speak of alien technology. I turn around, I stay in the book, and I try to tell them, you know, we stay in the Bible to try to use the Bible to interpret the Bible. And we do this every and each time we come to this ministry on a broadcast. Well, what makes you think that you're right all the time? Well, how do you answer that? Well, if you're in the Bible and you're reading the Bible, that's what makes you right, because you don't get pulled outside of the words. I said, you know, they even tried to do Yahweh the Son like that when he was preaching. Can you give me a verse on that? I said, yeah, if you read your Bible. They tried to even do him like that. Let me go to the book of Matthew. So this is what I told. Go to the book of Matthew. Look at chapter 21, verse 23 and 24. Let's see where he got the authority to do what he was doing. 23 says, and when he's coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority did I do these things? And who gave you this authority? 24, and Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, and likewise I will tell you, by what authority I do these things. Well, when you read the Bible, and you know where the word came from by following the protocol of the Bible, as we've been taught many times in this program, the word came from the Father, Yahweh the Father, and was given to Yahweh the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, and then to the elders, to bring this word unto you. That's why we find that a teacher can't learn from his students. But having knowledge, as I always say, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher and possibly learning and teach one day themselves. And this shows well in all of the six camps that teach. Because we know we all came to hear things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they can never understand, like what I ran into earlier today. But Yahweh's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. A lot of us come to see things in the Bible through proper teaching, and some looking can never find. We've seen some that can't even find the book of Genesis. You have to tell them, no, brother, go to the first book in the Bible. That's Genesis right there. And what is that? That's the misinformed. They can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, which you often hear to see or mention. We're given the knowledge to know there are those out there that camouflage their evil and mostly confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning. They do this quite often, trying to see if they can stumble you another way. One thing wrong means everything you're teaching that is right got to be wrong. They even use the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against you. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcasts. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. Welcoming you to Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. Now you have to look no further. You found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time for that class is 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we have a website address also for the listening members to use. It is www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us when we read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. Just like now, if you check that calendar, you'll find out what feast day we're in now. Anyway, for the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're also using a couple of email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is Tribe. The spelling is T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling this number, you can order our what we call our 12 programs on DVD via the 12 Tribes of Israel. Just call the same number, 224-600-5579. Place your order for any one of the 12 programs. Now, for one of you that have missed, or any of you that have missed the beginning of our show, you can always catch the entire program today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We will be listening on Pal Talk under Ethnic Group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer the questions of the discussed topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with C. Israel, riding shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. I'll be with you all. So, at this time, we will turn our program back over to, I think, Brother Yahdah Israel. I think he's standing by. So we will pass our program back to Yahdah Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That was excellent. That was excellent, Brother Yahdah Israel. That was all about. See, one thing about it, the box can't have been lit, the curtain hair went up. Bottom line is, and that's the thing right now, we must have an understanding that the Bible is going to stand whether we want to hear it or not. We'll leave that right there. The Bible is going to stand, see, right, where you want to hear it or not, or want to hear it, but just want to know where your part is. Your part is what we can read. We'll leave it like that. We're going to bring in Brother Yahya Israel, and we'll get something going on. Remember, it's the fourth day of the feast. This is the day that the Almighty Yahweh, so he don't put him 3 days in, he on his fourth day. And on that day, he was doing a whole lot of eating them up, drinking them up, but he was reminding the children of Israel of one thing. That's the southern kingdom. You got to stay in order to receive the blessing. You get out of order, you lose the blessing. And that's why we have to identify the hands that have got you out of order to get you back in order according to the Bible. Enough said on that. We're going to bring Brother Yahya Israel. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahya Israel, Yahweh bid you ask me, right?
Yahweh bless you, say Israel. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Why that, Brother Yahya Israel? Well, we got a lot of things on the table there, Brother Yahya Israel. It's the fourth day of the feast, so we got to talk about that. But we got to clear up a little chump change along the way. I've got to clear up something there, Brother Yahya Israel, because, see, as long as we keep forgetting what's written in Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahya Israel, let's get something going on. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. And that is the game changer. So if you own Yahweh's business, then what I want you to do is open up with that verse right there. Otherwise, invite the righteous spirit in to your teaching. Invite him in and see where you get to. All you've learned it, invite the righteous spirit in on your teaching. And let's see where would you go if you invite the righteous spirit in on your teaching. Let's get a precept out of that. Let's go to Acts 21. Now, this is what we want those of all other camps, all of the known world. If you own this man's business, invite the righteous spirit to be with you in your lesson. Put you some Luke 12:12 on the table, then go from there. And then we'll know what you're working with. Let's see what it says in 21st chapter. Let's pick it up round by verse number 39.
Book of Acts, chapter 21, verse number 39 reads, Acts 21, verse number 39. For Paul said, I'm a man which am a Jew, who the word for Yahya Judah of Tarsus, the city in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city. And I beseech thee, sir, for me to speak unto the people. Verse number 40. When he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with his hands unto the people. When there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Shemitic tongue, polluted where Hebrew saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say he's from a place, no mean, you say he's from a city of no mean city. That's what you say. You say he's from place of no mean city. So that means that he's put that definition of a Taina there, Brother Yahya Israel. So he got a title on him, but it's truly called Tainos. But what do Taina mean? He said, I'm from a city of no mean city. That's what he just say. Well, let's put the word Taina and see what it says about the Taina peoples.
1 second.
The Taínos. Let's put the Taínos there for a minute there, brother. Y'all got Israel. So he just identified that he's a Taíno, which is a polluted word for something else in a minute. But we just want to find out the etymology and the definition of the word Taíno and what subgroup that carries that anyway. So it is polluted word, Taíno. You know why it's polluted? Because it makes it plain in 49 verse 10. What it tell you in 49 verse 10 of Psalms, that both God died as well. And see, now this is where we the four pair of feet. So we have to meet you where you're at. In the 49th chapter, we got instructions on what we're supposed to do. 49 verse 11 says what?
Book of Psalms 49, verse number 11 reads. Book of Psalms 49, verse number 11. Therein with thoughts that their houses shall continue forever, their dwelling places to all generations, because they lands after their own name.
Let's get a case in point on that. Let's run to the book of Samuel. Let's get a case in point. They call their family, their tribes, polluted for house, after their own name. Let's get a case in point in the book of Samuel there, Brother Yahdai Israel, I'm at 20 chapters somewhere. We're going to get a case in point. When you follow the instruction, you're going to come out right if you follow the instructions of Yahuwah. If you make a decision according to what the Bible says, then whatever jump off, you know one thing, that you're doing it the way the man told you to do it. But I'm struggling right out the gate there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're looking for a statement about the children of Dan. We're looking for the children of Dan there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Can you take it from now? And we're struggling right now. The children of Dan.
That I was thinking Judges, but
We struggling right now out the gate, and we want to get a case in point by reading the children of Dan, what they did when they migrated. We want to get a case in point of what they did, but we struggling right now, and the book just didn't open up for me when the children of Dan done some migrating. So I'm not able to just, I'm turning to it right off the top, but for some reason. But I want to get a case in point from using that verse there. Brother Yahdai Israel. So old Seal is kind of struggling on that verse right now. I'm struggling on it. Right now I'm looking for. So he said, yeah, see, I want you to go to the book of Judges and make it and come up out of Samuel. Yeah, you be all right. Oh, okay. Come out of Judges, come out of Samuel and go to Judges. Okay. All right, we tried in the book of Judges there, Brother Israel. So, you know, what we keep telling you, when you put your Luke in there and you go from there, you're going to be all right. So let's look at Judges chapter 18 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And we'll look right down at verse 29. We're getting a case in point. A case in point. Judges chapter 18, verse number 29. Case in point. Coming out of the precept of 49:11. And understand one thing. Whatever name you carry, do it line up with the Bible. Until you line up with the Bible, we're going to be at a standstill. After the order, once the order kick in, Yahweh have, this is what he said. I'm sure what he said. I got to put a hold that point right there. This is what Yahweh said. Once we in order, and then WCC, we're going to take care of you too. But this is what Yahweh says for the precept. In the sixth chapter of the book Hebrew, a loose title called Hebrew, this is what Yahweh says, once you're in order, 13 and 14. What does it say?
The book of Hebrew, chapter 13, 14?
Yeah, chapter, I guess it's chapter, six. No, make it seven. Yeah, it got to be seven. 7, 13, and 14. How does that sound? Seven? Yeah, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. See what we can get out of that.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse number 13, verse 14 reads, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 13, for he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, which
well,
no man
point.
Gave attendance at the
altar. Hold that point. Hold that point, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, sooner or later, I'm going to get past these old books and ain't got no page to it. And try 6, 13 and 14.
From the word Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 13 and 14 reads, book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse number 13. When Yahweh made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. Verse 14. Saying, surely, blessing, I will bless you, and multiply, I will multiply you.
Mm-hmm. So in 55, verse 11 of Isaiah says what?
The book of Isaiah 55, verse number 11 reads. The book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse number 11. The book of Isaiah 55, verse 11 reads. So shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth, shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, shall prosper the thing whereto I sent.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, what I'm saying is not going to come back void. And he told Paul a specific statement in 1 verse 2. He looked Paul eyeball to eyeball. And Paul taken to Titus. And he told Titus what in 1 verse 2?
The book of Titus chapter 1. Verse number 2 reads. Book of Titus chapter 1. Verse number 2. Book of Titus 1. Verse number 2 reads. In hope of eternal life. Which Yahweh that cannot lie promise. Before the world begin.
Second, Thessalonians 1:11 says what? Second Thessalonians 1:11 says what?
The book of Second Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse number 11. Book of Second Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse number 11. Before also, we pray always for you, that our Yahweh would count you worthy of this call. Fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of the covenant with power.
Mm-hmm. So now Paul said he's from a no mean city. That means he's from a good city. A good city is covenant. And it's only two types of peoples on the planet. You're good when you're keeping the covenant, and you're bad when you're not keeping the covenant. Remember, Taino. The definition of Taino, it means, we read in last night lesson, if you miss a lesson, you miss a lot. Taino, the word Taino means, although it's a polluted word, but it means the good people. So that means if it's a good people on the planet, it got to be a bad people. But to be a good people, you got to be a covenant keeper. So if you're not a covenant keeper, you're not a good person. So you something to do anything. And we have to always remember that. But when you're a covenant keeper, you know you got something to check you. The covenant will check you. But if you're not keeping the covenant, it could be your mama, your auntie, your sister, or your brother. If they're not keeping the covenant, they suddenly do anything. And we're going to talk about some big dignitaries that done a lot of things and caused a lot of problems today. And that's why the letter is before us, and we have to correct it, but we only can correct it through the pages of the book. Now, if you take heed to this Bible and understand something, whatever your name is, now let's go back to when you follow the instruction. Now, here go the book of Judges. Now, here go a certain tribe. And let's see what they did over here in the 18th chapter, verse 29. So keep this in your mind. So whatever you're working with, whatever milestone you set down, if you're not playing about the Bible, you're doing about a craftship. Is nothing is important than the Bible instruction. This work was said in the 18th chapter, verse 29.
Book of Judges, chapter 18, verse number 29 reads, they call the name of the city Dan after the name of Dan, their father.
You see that? You call the place that you go after your father. So now if the name that you got is, if it's not after your father, this is where you're going to come short at, and you're going to have this Bible, but it's not going to never connect with you properly because the rules and regulations, you're not doing it. Once you do the rules and regulations, you get in order of the Bible, then Yahweh says, I swear by nothing greater than his word that he going to intervene. So if you want to know when Yahweh will intervene, when you line up with the Bible. So our job as the Sixth Anointed Camp is to show you one thing, what the Bible says. Whoever or wherever you at, it must be your father's name on the territory. Any other name is polluted. If they call you by any other name, it's polluted. You pronounce it as a polluted word according to EZRA. We're not going to read 662. Then you better line everybody up. Then Yahweh will intervene. He's not going to intervene until you're in order. He made that plain in the book of Habakkuk, around about 1:13. That brother Yahweh, I think he made it plain that exactly what he's saying. He makes it plain, and we look at Habakkuk 1:13. So you can keep on continuing what you're doing, but I'm gonna tell you something. Yahweh is not going to intervene until you line up with this Bible. You don't line with this Bible, he just going to sit there and watch you. And we read that last night lesson too. But Yahweh is making it plain with you. This, he's making it plain with you. What are you making plain at, Brother Yahweh? I just read. Yeah, what is he saying?
Book of Habakkuk, chapter 1. Verse number 13 reads, thou art pure eyes, that to behold evil, and canst not look on sin, before lookest thou upon them that do treacherously, and holdest thy tongue with the wicked, and devour the man that is more righteous than he.
What do you say about that tongue again, that Bo-Yak-Da Israel? What do you say about that tongue again?
Thou art a pure eyes than to behold evil. Canst not look on sin. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that do treacherously and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he.
Ain't that something? And you hold your tongue. And you hold your tongue when you see something that's contrary to the Bible. You hold your tongue on it. He said, look here, that's wickedness. And then Paul said, I'm from a city of no means. He said, I'm from a city of no means city. So that means he was from by the world's definition of Taina, the good people. That's what it means, the good people. And you find out last night, less than the good people mean. But we tell you like this. If any of you organization around the known world, if you're about some Yahuwah, I tell you to do. You put Luke 12:12 out and tell the ministry, help you with your lesson. When you jump out, let's see where you get to. We'll know when you're ready. Because when you invite the minister spirit in, you saying you want Yahuwah to guide you. And Yahuwah just told you what in verse 13 again? What did he tell you in 1:13? What did he say again, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
Book of Habakkuk 1, verse 13 reads, there are pure eyes than to behold evil. Cannot look on sin before looking thou upon them that deal treacherously. Hold thy tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he.
So you see, if you bite the mental spirit into your lesson, if you wicked, you got some kind of sickness with you and what you're trying to do. But it's like a third hand gonna come out the Bible and put it right around your neck. I'm telling you what'll happen. I'm telling you up front. Teach a lesson and put Luke 12:12 on the table first. Otherwise, you inviting Yahuwah to be part of your lesson. Let's see where you go. Now, let's run to the book of Acts 19. Let's bring in book 19. And let's see what this would have happened. See, I'm going to tell you what happened. This would have happened right here. In Acts chapter 19, Paul was doing, let me say, he said he was pretty good. What was he doing in verse number 11? Let's read verse number 11 and 12, and then they get a shot in 11 and 12. This is 4th day of feast, all 6 locations open. Remember one thing, Yahuwah said, follow him. So follow him. You know, this is another good teaching. Then eat him up, drink him up. Is he on that? That's what he on. And the book 19, what does it say in verse 11 and 12?
The book of Acts chapter 19, verse number 11, verse number 12 reads, book of Acts chapter 19, verse number 11. Yahuwah wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Verse 12, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchief or apron, and the disease departed from them. And the evil spirits went out of them.
You see that? So you see what happened? See, Paul had the gift. Paul had the gift to run the evil spirits out of you. See, Paul had the gifts. And what was Paul doing with the gifts that he had to run evil spirits out of you? See, Paul recognized the person with the evil spirit. So Paul had the gift. Yahuwah gave the gift to be able to run the evil. Let me say, he from a city or no mean city. How do you mean? So he had the gift to run them evil spirits about it. So evil spirits can get in your spirit, right? But we have told you in another lesson that the evil spirit gonna they gonna run away from you when it's all said and done. Anyway, you'll be left out there on your own. If you wicked, a backbiter, a murmur, complainer, that's a wicked spirit. But one day Yahuwah gonna tell them spirit, now you done your job, they didn't do right, and they gonna run and leave you, you'll be standing all by yourself. And now you know you got a wicked spirit, especially you a teacher. If you a teacher, I tell you do. You open your lesson up by saying Luke 12:12. Invite the righteous spirit in to your teaching. Let's see where you get to. I'd like to see where you get to. You know, try it. Let me share what Paul was on 24:14. Look at Paul. See, Yahuwah worked with Paul because what did Paul say in 24:14 of Acts?
Book of Acts 24, verse 14 reads. Book of Acts 24, verse number 14. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, to worship at the Yahuwah of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the Torah structure and in the seers.
You see, the man said, he said he believed everything written in the Torah instruction and the seers. He believed it all, see, right? He believed it all. 1 Maccabees 4:52. He said he believed it all. He said everything written in the Torah and in the seals, he said, I believe it. Huh? That was Paul said out of his mouth. He said, I believe it. Let's see what 1 Maccabees got. Verse 4:52. What they got?
The book of 1 Maccabees 4:52 reads. Book of 1 Maccabees 4:52. Now the 25th day of the month, of the ninth month, which is called the month Shavuot, polluted for December, is 148th year. They rose up B-10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So December 25th, 148 BC, something started. Let's go to verse 57 and see what was going on. Something started at 148 BC. December 25th, 148 BC, something started. What can we read that happened? 57.
Verse 57 reads, they decked also the forefront of the temple with crowns of gold, with shields, and the gates in the chamber they renewed, and hanged doors upon them. Verse 58, thus was there very great gladness among the people, for that the reproach of the five sons of Esau, the heathen, was put away. Verse 59, war with Judas and his brethren, with the whole congregation of Israel ordained that the days of the dedication of the altar should be kept in their season from year to year by the space of 8 days, from the 25th day of the month, December, with mirth and gladness. Verse 60.
What else happened in verse 6?
Verse number 60. At that time also they built up the Mount of Yahdajuda with high walls and strong towers round about. These the five sons of Esau, the Gentiles, should come and tread it down as they had done before.
You see that? Yeah, that's the same thing I'm saying right now. I had to come off the airways because we understand you unpack this network. We understand that WCC. But in the same token, we know it's your radio broadcast. But sooner or later, your time is going to run out. And Yahweh is telling you how to make your time run out to understand that the Bible is going to stand. The Bible is going to stand, see, right? And once you really understand the Bible is going to stand and you make a decision according to the Bible, Yahweh says, I swore by nothing no greater than myself, I'm going to intervene. And that's what we try to tell you all over the country. And like I said, we're going to read some of these memos, maybe not in this lesson, about people that have been touched through this ministry and the statement that they made, and we're going to find out if it's genuine. But I don't know, maybe this lesson, it all depends on how we roll. But now let's go back to Paul. Now we find out Paul was blessed by the Almighty Yahweh, raised from the womb to take care of Yahweh's business. So in the 19th chapter, now he says he believed all things. Okay, he said he believed all things. Okay, in 18th chapter, verse 21, let's see, although he believed it. You can believe one thing, but you got to be more than a believer. You got to be a 2:13 or Romans. Oh, I believe it. Well, Satan believed, and he trembled in the book of James. You know, but believing is one thing, but is you Romans 2:11, 2:13. Are you a Romans 2:13? What is saying 2:13?
Book of Romans 2:13 reads, but not the ears of the Torah instructions are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instructions shall be justified.
The one going to be justified is just not the hearers. The doers is going to be justified. And we precept that in the 16th chapter, in the last two verses of Matthew of the 16th chapter. See, this is see right here. those that got an ear to hear. The hearers is a good thing, but the doers is going to be justified. That, oh, I hear it. We know you hear, we can tell by the numbers on the broadcast. But are you a doer of Yahuwah? If you're a doer of Yahuwah, man, school, banquet hall, the children of Israel is suffering all over the world. They need a place to come to. They need to be up on an instructed leadership from the Six Anointed Counts as the teachers, the lead teachers, showing you what the Bible is saying. Man, school, banquet hall. Are you a hearer? Or when are you going to be the doer? When you be the doer, Yahuwah is going to intervene. When you do the part he tells you to do. Now, in the last two verses, 16, let's get a precept on that in verse 16, 27, 28. Last school banquet hall. Huh? That's when you're doer. You heard it. The sign went out. Time to be a doer. 27, 28 says what?
Book of Matthews.
Mm-hmm. 16, 27, 28, we need a precept on being not just a hearer, but a doer, because doers going to be justified. That's what we read. Let's see what it says in the 16th chapter, verse 27 and 28.
The book of Matthew 16, verse 27, verse 28 reads, Matthew 16, verse 27, for the Son of Man shall come in the greatness of his Father with his ministers' spirit, and then he shall reward every man and woman according to their works. Verse 28. Truly, verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
Mm-hmm. In his kingdom. So he's going to come into his kingdom. That's what he's coming to. Don't you want to be what he said? Now, see, we're doing a lot of fighting all over the world. Don't you want to be in his kingdom? Before we come back to the 19th chapter, that's just about where his kingdom going to be at. See, you got to start gearing up for his kingdom. Because he made plain wherever you at now in the book of Michael, 2:10, but I'm over in St. John 14 waiting on you. But he told us plainly, in Micah 2:10, he told us something plainly. What did he tell us plainly, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 17 reads, Micah 2, verse 10, arise you and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted, and shall destroy you, even with the sword destruction.
See, you got to understand one thing. All that wrestling with the better has and the good has and all that right there. Listen, this is not your rest. You remember what he said. Now let's go and get a precept on that, on what he's saying. See, wherever you at now is not your rest, and you ain't got and you don't have no business in the rest place over there, because there ain't nothing but chaos over there now. So then you got to figure out, Jim, what's happening there. Right now, the place of your rest is not there for you, because you got to get in order first. You got to understand what the order is. The order is you got to recognize when somebody is communicating with you, they got to communicate with you with the order of the Bible. What the Bible is ordered in, that's how you got to make your move. Now you're going to find out one thing. Wherever you migrate to, that is your name. Whether you leave from one place or another, you still take your name with you. And we're going to get on this certain big dignitary on what he did. You know? And you know why he did it? Always with the popular demands of the people with the suitcase of money. See, well, we'll get on that later. Well, let's go to the 14th chapter and find out what Yahuwah is saying. See, all we got to do in the 14th chapter. You remember that? Remember the Jehoshaphat and the king of Israel and the king of the kingdom of Yahweh Judah was talking, and he said, "See, I told you he didn't say nothing good about me." But we talk. We take it at another time. We take it at another time. He said, but he said one thing, but what the king of Yahweh Judah said. No, the king of Israel said that. I don't want to hear nothing but what Yahweh got to say. So, see, Micaiah told him soundly what Yahweh had to say. He said, you ain't going to make it. He said, king, you ain't going to make it. But I'll get on that another time. In the 14th chapter, verse 1. Let's see what it says in 1, 2, and 3 of St. John. St. John 14, 1, 2, and 3.
Book of St. John 14, verse number 1, verse number 2, and verse number 3 read. Book of St. John 14, verse number 1. And let your mind be troubled. You believe in Yahweh, believe also in me. Verse 2. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also.
Where I am, that where you're going to be at. So the 12 tribes of Israel, when he prepared the place and his... And it got some 21 verse 3 on it. And what it says in Revelation, in this place he prepared, he said, now where I am, that's where you're going to be. Not that you're not in your father's land, but you got to understand the order of your father's land. Because big dignitary from one of the tribes say the reason they were scattered is because of the land of Israel was not big enough for all the people. So the 24, 6, that ain't the reason why you were scattered. The place was big enough for you. That wasn't the reason why you, the reason why you were scattered because of sin, see, right? Yahweh said, I cannot look on sin. That's why you were scattered, not because you was, how many millions over there? 1,000 million and 24 verse 60. No, no, no. 1,000 million can fit just nice in the land that was given to you. What caused you to be scattered is from sinning against him. That's why you're in the condition you're in now, physically, mentally, because you're sinning against him as we speak. That's why we in trouble today. We sinning against him. We not following him. What verse are you reading that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Look at Revelation 21, verse number 3 reads.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven say, behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is with me. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. Yahweh himself shall be with them and be their Yahweh.
Okay. Now, which one of them verses that we can read that something is coming down? Because he put the brother in the spirit and he seen something coming down. So what part of that 21st chapter that I missed, Brother Yahweh Israel, about something is going to come down to you? You not going up to it.
Verse number 2. And I, John, saw the righteous city, you Yahweh Judah, coming down from Yahweh to heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband.
What word they got there that we can pronounce sentence on there in that verse 2 that Brother Yahweh is referencing? Is there any word we can pronounce sentence on in verse 2?
And I just saw the righteous city, you Yahweh Judah, knew the word Jerusalem.
See that? See, right. That name, Jerusalem, is polluted. That name, Jerusalem, is polluted. You got the big dignitary saying, send stuff to Jerusalem. That is polluted. Well, everything supposed to go to is the 690 cancer voices of Jerusalem, if you're going to do Bible. The name Jerusalem is polluted. You know why I know it's polluted? Read verse 10. Let's take a little peek at that. Let's go back and take care of what Paul said. Then we'll show you exactly why. I hear you, Daddy CC. Can I get another one? Okay. We'll take care of that for you, WCC. We'll show you why that is polluted. We'll show you in scripture why it's polluted there. You got no problem out there. This is for there to be, so we'll take care of that. What you reading about Yahdai Israel?
Just read Revelation 21.
Yeah, we threw some out there and broke out running. Okay, well, we got to wait for me now. We did some. Okay, I'll tell you what. We threw some out there. Let's go back to 19 chapter. And now while you're sitting there observing things, now we found out Paul, he had great, Yahweh blessed him to be able to, Yahweh wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Okay, good. In verse 12, what was he able to do with his hands? In verse 12, 19, 12.
Book of Acts, chapter 19, verse number 12, read. Book of Acts 19, verse 12. So then from his body, brought unto the sick handkerchief, my apron, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them.
The disease. This priest up there, brother, y'all got the disease. He said the disease went out of him. That big talk, that brother, y'all got his ring. He said disease. He said the disease went out of him. Now we got a priest up there, brother, y'all got his ring. The disease went out of him. You remember we said earlier about the Bible, you have a double meaning to it? The Bible's got a double meaning to it, right? What disease went out of them? The first thing in your mind was thinking about the pain inside your body, right? That's one of them, but if that's the case that he's talking about, the first thing you got to do is get the disease out. I'm in the 34th chapter of Ezekiel there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, the key word, the precept word is in there. He gave you the disease went out the body. See, the disease went out the body. Now, we won't find out what he's talking about. See, this is what we're trying to tell you. We'll know when you're ready. Because once you recognize the Bible got a 42:24 double meaning to it, Job 11, verse 6, double meaning to it. If you read this book through your telephone and through a carnal mindset, you're going to read it, in this case, it's talking about something else. And all the way you get to understand, you got to be led by the Spirit of Yahweh. What I'm saying to you again, if you got the Spirit of Yahweh with you, or whatever you call him, which is put for his name, put on the table Luke 12:12 first before you start your lesson. And let's see what happens. Let's see what works for you. Let's go to 34 verse 1 of Ezekiel. Let's find out exactly what he's talking about. That in that case, what we read now. 34 verse 1. Let's read down to it. And we'll read all the way down to verse number. We just read. And we'll break in any chance we get opportunity to. Pick up at 34 verse 1. Of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 34 verse 1, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse number 1 reads. The word of Yahweh came unto me, saying.
Read that. I want to take that one verse at a time. See, first of all, Like I keep saying, if you're a teacher, invite Yahweh in on your lesson. Before you do your lesson, invite him in. Huh? Let's see exactly. If you proceed, if you got folly, remember we read, if you got folly in you, he ain't coming in. We read that in Rebecca 1:13. So if you got folly, he's not going to come in. I tell what you do. The next time you try to teach the Bible, invite Yahweh in on your lesson. And what you send the minister spirit. And we'll see exactly what happens. See? So now, the word at night, not the word, if the word of Yahweh came to me saying, you know what I mean? That means that what you get, what you own, Yahweh approved, because he made it plain that he ain't dealing with you if you're a sinner. Didn't we read that, Brother Yahweh Israel? Did he say he ain't got nothing for you?
Yes, sir.
So we clear he ain't got nothing for you. So if the word of Yahweh come unto me saying, that means that Ezekiel is all right right now. Verse 2.
Ezekiel 34:2. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, the Savior Yahweh, unto the shepherd, will be to the shepherd of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherd feed the flock?
Ain't that so? You see the man saying, so you see what the shepherd's supposed to be doing? He's supposed to be feeding the flock, and the flock is the Israelites. So your job is to prepare them for Yahweh to intervene. If you was feeding Yahweh's people, they would be saying what they saying. You'd be able to tell them, flock holders, that the name that we calling ourselves, Yahweh gonna pay it no never mind until we do what we read in the book of Judges. When you migrate, you take your father's name with you. When the, now case in point, if you look at any old map, everywhere you see Dan with a D to it, that's Dan all everywhere. All you see them rivers, Danite rivers, and all Denmark and all that stuff. All that is Dan. When you migrate, you take your name of your father with you. If you don't have your father's name, you're not up under the blessing of Yahweh. You don't know you by the name that old folks from gave you. And this is where your leaders have came in and gave you other names. I give you a case in point, but I ain't going to deal with it tonight. The word called Yoruba. Yoruba. What that supposed to mean? This is a name that one of the big dignitaries gave to Northern Kingdom when they got to west part of him, through to Africa. Yoruba peoples. They don't have no father to it. We're going to tell you who delivered you up. Not in this lesson. You find out for yourself. How'd you get that name? How'd you get the name called Bantu? How you get the name called the Congo? How'd you get the name? Where did it come from? Why are you teaching that? Do it align with the Bible? No, I do not. Yeah. Now, those that's learning is listening to you in verse 3. 34:3.
Ezekiel 34:3. Eat the fat, you clothe you with wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock.
What do you mean you kill them that's fed? The one that understand this thing, and when he hear you all over the country with this folly teaching, you kill them that are fed. You kill them. Because you're lying like a rug on every point. Now, you kill them, right? Now watch what he said in verse 4.
Verse 4, Ezekiel 34:4. The disease have you not strengthened. It have you healed that which was sick. It have you bound up that which was broken. It have you brought again that which was driven away. It have you sought that which was lost. with force and with cruelty have you ruled them.
So you see that? So you see what Paul's talking about way over there tonight? You jumped up in there and you read that thing about one way, and that what he's talking about when you precept your Bible. So you see what Paul was able to do. He was able to do when you precept your Bible. So now with Paul, so with that understanding, now you see what Paul was doing, and you got these folks pulling out their handkerchiefs and all that kind of stuff, pouring oil on your handkerchiefs that put this in your pocket and just, that ain't what he's talking about, see, are you? That ain't what he's talking about, pouring some oil on one of your handkerchiefs and put it in your back pocket. And you got a Lucky Lucy back there. That ain't what he's talking about. He's talking about disease right here. This is a disease he's talking about. Paul has the ability to heal. He had the ability to come and see what you're working with and shows you, and he told you all this right here got so much precept in it, but for time's sake, we can't deal with it. But the disease he's talking about, did you heal? Sick, broke, cruelty, force, all that stuff. To verse 5, 34:5. And what look what it say here?
Book of Ezekiel 34, verse 5. They were scattered because there is no shepherd. Mm-hmm. They became each of the beasts of the field when they were scattered.
Now who the day was scattered? See, who's the day they're scattered, see, right? See? See, he's talking to those that were scattered. They sick. They got a disease on them. They've been scattered. And all that stuff. See, you know it. So now you got to precept that again. How about going to James 1:1 and see what he's talking about? I want you to go to James 1:1 and see what he's talking about. What are you talking about here? Let's go to James 1:1 and see what he's talking about. Then we can read.
The book of James, chapter 1, verse number 1 reads, James, the servant of Yahweh, and of Yahweh the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
So now you see the picture he painted over here? So this is what Paul is bringing them, what heals you. 107, verse 20. So what Paul is trying to heal them with? Try to get it all in your body. You try to get a 107 verse 20 all in your body of Psalms.
The book of Psalms, 107 verse number 20 reads, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Yes, yeah, see right? So that's what Paul is talking about. Yahweh gave him a special gift to be able to speak in all the languages that he had. Yeah, all them language, best Paul with language, because the children of Israel are going to be off in a lot of different places speaking whatever tongue, but Paul was blessed to be able to speak in all the tongues that the children of Israel were scattered in. He was able to communicate with them, and he was healing them through the word by telling them, you're not who you are. This is who you are. That's how you get healed. And we come on the network to heal those that want to be healed. But it starts with you first obeying the order of what Yahweh got ready. This is the fourth day of the feast. What you doing? Is you breaking down the six anointing camps? He said, follow him, right? That's the order of that. Yahweh came 70 miles to keep the, you know, it wasn't on the local news about it, period. Why should they tell you about it? The more you get the light turned on, the more damage you get on them. One thing Yahweh ain't going to break is the word. Now, let's see, can we see what he's going to do about that. Let's see, can we get, see exactly what he's going to do about that. 3 verse 16, we'll get going because we got to leave that long, brother. Let's read verse 16. We got to leave. We got to put that down. 16 and verse 30.
book of Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm. We just read 16, verse 3. We don't leave this alone, but we just make it plain on what Paul's talking about by looking at verse 16 and 30.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 16, and verse number 30 reads, Ezekiel 34, verse 16, I will seek that which was lost, bring again that which was driven away, bind up that which was broken, strengthen that which was sick, I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. Verse number 30. Verse number 30. Thus shall they know that I, Yahweh, their Yahweh, am with them, that they, even the family of Israel, are my people. Save Yahweh.
That's it. You mean all that old is? Yes, it is. All that. And when you precept your Bible, yes, all that is read in here. And we gonna watch you. We gonna see when you got the spirit of Yahweh, when you invite Yahweh in. If you straight up, he'll do the 3:20 to 22 with you. Revelation 3:20 to 22. Let me tell you something what Yahweh do. Listen to me carefully and write what Yahweh do. If you do right. Let's see what Yahweh will do for you in 3:20 to 22.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 through 22 reads, Book of Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man or woman hear my voice and open the door, I will come into them and will sup with them, and they with me. Verse 21. To him I heard that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sit down with my Father in his throne. Verse 22, is she that have an ear, let them hear unto the 12 tribes, the congregation of Israel. Salute the word church.
Ain't that something? You hear it? See what the man is saying? The man is telling you exactly how it's going to happen. You hear it? Now, be clear about that. We're going back to the 19th chapter of Acts. Now, when you read verse 12, with that understanding, you know exactly that Yahweh blessed Paul's hands specially to heal. To heal. Now you know exactly what's happening. So now you know how to precept that Bible and that 19th 12. Now you know how to do it. And Some of them will get a good report. 19, verse 12. What does it say?
The book of Acts, chapter 19, verse number 12 reads. Book of Acts, chapter 19, verse number 12. So that from his body was brought unto the sick handkerchief, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them.
So you know that evil spirit, so you see, what did David do? Let's see what David did. See what David did, first Samuel. This book right here is the greatest piece of literature. You know, this book, it'll turn for you. You know, I'm still waiting on one of them big camps to bring that book back. That book ain't going to turn for you because you wicked for asking to use the book and kept the book. You know that's wrong. You think that book going to turn because you see it was turning? No, it don't work like that. That book going to plague you until you return. It'll be just like that better. What the Sons of Ham said. He said, we got all type of problems by trying to hold on to something that don't belong to us. And that's what happens to you, right? When you know when something don't belong to you, you try to hold on to it. You'll plague you all kind of ways because it don't belong to you. It's like this word. This word only belongs to one he give it to. But he has to know one thing about it. He got to go and get on the move and turn a light on that got the illness, the sickness, the disease. Everywhere to understand one thing. I take another look at this Bible the way it's written. But I can read, but do you know what you read? And you know how to precept your Bible. Is you're going to put Yahweh in your lesson. You don't start a lesson without Luke 12:12. You invite Yahweh into your teaching, your study. Do you want him in? Invite him in then. He's not coming in if you got a wicked spirit. And how you guys know you got a wicked spirit? What you will not be a 5:22. What it says in Galatians 5:22. So we can tell what you're working with. When we know Yahweh is working with you, this is what you have when we open the book up. This is what you be working with. You be working with a Galatians 5:22. What it say anyway in Galatians 5:22?
The book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse number 22 reads, book of Galatians 5, verse number 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and the covenant.
Because you invite Yahweh in. See, when you invite Yahweh in, that's what kind of spirit he's going to put on you. You will not be texting. You will not be putting obscene messages. You will not be talking about, I'm going to lay hands on somebody. You will not be polluting the Sabbath day. You do everything you can to get that mojo off of you to do right in Yahweh. You do all, that's what we know you got a spirit on you. It's not of Yahweh. Because you got the spirit of Yahweh on you. That's the way you present yourself. You'll be a 5:22. That's how you roll. You understand the order of Yahweh, and you get in the order we're set in, and you be a doer. You would not just be a hearer. Don't see her in a word, he's saying. You'll be a doer, and you be focusing on how to help your peoples. And I start land, school, banquet hall. The children of Israel got a disease on there. Need a place to come and sit down and go back to their to go back and teach. We're going to show you, we're going to read some of these big dignitaries. They got high positions. Some is surgeons. Matter of fact, I just bring one name up on the table. Just let you know that we're going to bring all the names out. They got messages that's very touching because they, you know, everybody got to get a reality check. Because like I said, again, if you about this thing about your own self, you always going to come short. I want to see. Can we stop there for a minute, though? Yeah, I mean, you know, I wasn't planning on bringing names in, but I want to see if this person, you know, because we heard all over the country. And when Yahweh is ready to move you, he's going to move you through his word. So now, the big dignitaries, they got a rude awakening, and we're going to find out if they what they say they are. The one thing about it, we'll put Brother Yahdai on them and repeat. I'll peep at this name for a minute, Brother Yahdai. Yes, let's see, do this name bring anything? Dr. Mariebeyerl. See, you never forget where you come from. If you got a calling on you, you have to step to the plate. But sometimes we go on the network, we see all type of things. But we want to find out one thing about some people. Just a couple of them. Just we'll get on the preachers. Maybe them, what? Oh, tomorrow there's no class on the network. Oh, or no class on the network tomorrow. Because it is, well, it's a feast day tomorrow. It is a class tomorrow on the network. Oh, yeah. It is a class tomorrow night on the network. So, you see, now I've been reminded that Tuesday, this is a special day. So, we normally don't be on the network on Tuesday, but I've been reminded that, and you know, this is a special day. Tomorrow is a special day, so you got to be on the airwaves tomorrow. You see that? I didn't know that. But just, you see, now why I wasn't reminded from one of the six anointed camps that tomorrow is still, it's the fifth day of the feast. So you know we on the airways on the feast. I wasn't even reminded of that. Okay. Let's look at this Dr. M-A-R-I-A-B-A-Y-E-R-L. Let's see, do this person exists anywhere on the planet, and where this person at? Brother Yahdai Israel, what you working with this man? Do this name got big dignitary written on it? Let's see.
Give me 1 second there.
Mm-hmm. See, seems like you got in the big dignitary on this name. Yeah, M-A-R-I-A-B-A-Y-E-R. See, you remember the black, what they call them, not the Black Panthers, but the one that the other guys, the guy who they were, with Angela Davis all in it, Angela Davis and Renato Rivera, all them guys. Who did they call themselves that was? What was their name?
I know what you're talking about, but it won't pop in my head.
Okay, well, all their names, soon they was putting the squeeze to do right. Then here come the suitcase getting next to their feet. And then they offered them a great big old job and put a suitcase next to them. Then the movement came to an end because all of the leadership went and took a position up under, you know, the enemy. Now, every last one of them, Angela Davis and Rado Rivera, all of them, you can find them now somewhere teaching. They got their $10 in their pocket. And see, that what happened. And that what happened. All of them, I forgot what it was called and stuff back in the days. But now all of them now got every last one of them that was up front, holding their fists up in there, shaking their fists in there, and as soon as you slide that envelope up under your feet, that suitcase, bigger than tongue. Okay? You go on about your business. See that what happened? And this is what we're saying about this rule of awakening. Dr. M-A-R-I-A-B-A-Y-E-R-L. Now, what is she about there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
1 second there.
Let's see if she's legit. She has pretty good speech now. But I'll tell you what, but let's see you legit when I put the research team on you to see is you all that. Because see, sometimes, you know, you get out there. I remember one time we went to a restaurant back in the days. Three of the people of a class, we went to the restaurant, and we called one of the members over there, just skinning and grinning. Then they seen us coming over with all that noise and stuff, and they shrunk down and hid behind the newspaper. And see that? Because you see, you, and I'm saying they have about some members of the class, too. I mean, it was running well. Then all of a sudden, they get the big head. Why do you get the big head when you're running away? You be exposed. Then you get the big head. Seen a bunch of them do that too. What you working with, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Yeah, I see Dr. Maria Barrell, B-A-Y-E-R-L.
How many miles she from her hometown and what she at? She said, listen, I was listening to the broadcast, and you really brought back some to my remembrance. And let's see where she from and what she at right now. Where she at right now and where she from that we can read.
See what they got going on here.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Maria Athena Burrell is a young Kenyan.
Let me get in there for a minute. She says she able to straighten your, if your nose got any kind of problem with it, she's a master in getting your nose right. I'm a master getting the nose right. But like, you hear me say she from Kenya now. Well, where's she at now?
She's in Romania.
Hey, that's something. She over there in Romania. But what dawned on her is this. She over there making a long dollars, you know, getting everybody's nose as crooked, straight, putting plastic surgeon on everybody. Just how I'm listening to the broadcast here. And, you know, you make me think that I think I forgot where I'm from. See, this program moved me. So now I got to focus on getting back to where I'm from. And don't forget, I know I'm a big dignitary now. What you say she is now? What you say she is now?
She's a facial aesthetic surgeon.
Hey, that's not, and where's she from?
She's from Kenya.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, she's and she's a ear, eye, and throat specialist. But she don't stress out long enough. She said, you know, you got me thinking out here. You got me thinking. I'm thinking real good. See, one thing about it. When you become good or anything, they'll do anything they can to get you to violate the covenant of Yahuwah. You understand? So you go out there and do your thing, but never forget. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, see, right? This ministry is gonna bust the back of a hypocrite. We tell you in advance already. But don't get the big head when somebody starts walking, you walking down the street, and all of a sudden suitcases start falling down by your feet. It's how you step on a suitcase. Why don't you step on these suitcases? Maybe for me to open up. You open the suitcase and see a bunch of money in there, and you start speaking the tongue. But you might be speaking in tongue to betray your people. See? Because anytime you put your people sacking with the understanding that disease is on them. See, disease is on them, although you look skinny and green and good. Let's get another name real quick. Let's get another name. Because it's now, this message, it didn't move me, but I know the word going to move the best of them, but I want to make sure you're a big dignitary. How about Ernest Benjamin? Let's find out what kind of big dignitary he is. E-R-N-E-S-T B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N. He's somewhere out there around the Caribbeans over there in Haiti. Let's see what he working with. He got a great speech too. But see, speech don't move me, see, right? What moved me is the word of Yahuwah. The peoples of Israel need a healing. The healing is in the word. What are you working with?
Ernest Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, MD. Out there in Haiti somewhere. What are you working with? Let's see, is he a big dignitary?
See what we got here.
What we got on here?
Ernest, I don't think this is him. This guy was born in 1900s.
Okay. No, that ain't him. We want one that's
He got any titles in front of his name?
He got MD. He's I don't wanna say what he say I got on his paper that he is. I ain't gonna say nothing. I wanna hear it. So we'll put him to the side then, cause we ain't hearing what we wanna hear on him, but he say he all there. But try his assistant. Let's see what he says about, huh?
Let me see, I got something on the good doctor.
Oh, okay. You got something on him?
Yes, sir.
Let's get on the young guy as well.
Ernest Benjamin, MD. Dr. Ernest Benjamin obtained his medical doctorate degree at the University of Claude Bernard Lyon in France in 1971. Continued his medical training on internal medicine and critical care at Mount Sinai Medical Center, New York, and University Claude Bernard, Lyon, France. Later on, he completed his training in nephrology and critical medicine at University of Lyon in Grenoble, France.
And what he doing right now? Okay, he got all that, but he gonna make a statement about what he doing right now that I'm looking right at. What's he doing? What he doing right now? Who is he now? He got all the degrees. He on Bob's shoulder with the best, though. But what are you doing right now?
Dr. Benjamin is a dedicated researcher who has more than 30 publications on international recognized medical journals, another 30 peer-reviewed publications. He has written 4 different book chapters on critical care medicine. At Mount Sinai, he has worked on research regarding argenic vasopressin, VASOPRESSIN.
And currently he's a what? You snuck my hammer in, so Mount Sinai. See, remember, you're supposed to carry your name wherever you went. So now you see the people over there in Haitian over there got a hospital called Mount Sinai in streets. Now you know what Mount Sinai is, the same thing over there. See, you bring your name, all the things that's over there in that the children of Israel had names up under. Every name you look for, you go right there in the mountain range of Haiti and you see them same name. You know why? Because them is the Levites, the tribe of the Levites. And that was brought back to the attention. That's Levite. Levite is the ones over there. But they didn't get their revolution getting going real good until Judah got over there and got the organizing the whole thing. That's a game changer right now. See, well, you keep on calling these folks the Negroes and all that kind of stuff. No, Judah always have, they looks over the whole 11 other tribes. And whenever you're in a tribe, you have to get in contact with Judah. Judah the one got you. You didn't win nothing without Judah. Why are you calling the Negro slaves to help you? Yeah, that's not the truth. And those in power is not talking. That was Judah. That was just one you call a Negro tribe. Because that line with the Bible. If you're going into anything you need to go off into, always bring Judah up front. Judah leads. And once we understand that you get in order up under Judah, then Yahweh is going to intervene. Now he's currently doing what? What is he saying he's doing right now? By Yahweh Israel.
One second there.
We'll leave until you bring out what he's working with right now.
Read. He continued his medical training on internal medicine and critical care at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he over there in Haiti now. What is he doing in Haiti right now?
I don't have that information in this article, see.
We'll put that to the side and we ain't gonna bring it up. And we ain't gonna bring it up, what I'm looking at. We'll wait until we look at it real carefully. What we reckon. And we're gonna get this other guy's name for time's sake. His old name, and them preachers coming up too. But let me try to tell you this. When you get, like the basketball player said, now, Mom, you know, we are made it now, Mom. He ran out of the neighborhood that met our man. Mom, we are made it now. Now we can get on down the road. Now, look at that. When you made a statement like that every time you try to do something broken, you have broke every part, everything you did, you've been rehabbing ever since that statement. Yeah, this is what you do. Soon as you get the big head, you forget about the responsibility where Yahweh put you there. The same thing about a brother was running the ministry. He said, look here, when I stretch out a little bit, I'm going to stretch out real good now. So whatever the ministry needs, just let me know, and I got it covered. I'm gonna stretch out real good. Okay. Your mouth makes the statement. Well, then you get the skin in the grin, your pockets get right. You forget about what you said out your mouth. Understand one thing. Yahweh got it written in the Bible And Joel, the last verse of 2, verse 7, he got something written. What he got written, Brother Yahya Israel?
Book of Joel 2, verse 7. They should not break their ranks.
And in the 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy, what he got written, if you pick up verse 21 down to verse 23. So we're telling you in advance, just like the big dignitaries, there's more to talk about later about it. But they said, we heard the broadcast. And you dawned on me that I've been trained now to snub my nose up on people that look, and I forgot. But you brought it back to my attention that I need to start remembering my people. Something big happened over there in Haiti about that he was bringing to my attention in 2010. He was bringing, I don't know what happened. Matter of fact, tell me what happened in Haiti over there in 2010. What happened over there anyway? Go on, you Peter. Listen, I'm all over the place right now, but you got to go by the spirit. What happened over there in 2010? He was telling about a story about 2010. And that would kind of dawn on him, and now the second witness is the broadcast that I'm listening to. What happened in 2010 around there? Haiti. What happened? That we can read.
2010, I read a little bit of it.
Okay, what happened around 2010?
Haiti, earthquake. A magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday, August the 14th. Now, this happened in 2021 here.
Yeah. Okay, it was 2010, 2021, whatever. So what happened again? That's what he was bringing to my attention, what happened that got his rude awakening, 2010 and 2002, and whatever. So what happened? What happened over there that we don't know nothing about?
It says that in 2010, Haiti earthquake.
Okay.
A catastrophe magnitude 7.0 earthquake struck Haiti at about 16:53 local time on Tuesday, January the 12th, 2010.
Mm-hmm. The earthquake hit in 2010. See? Let me tell you something, Steve Ray. You remember what was said in the book of Ezra? Esther, do you know what gonna get your attention to put this man first? What gotta happen to you to put this man first? Let me show you what was said in the book of Esther, chapter 4. Let's see what happened in chapter 4, verse number 12 down to verse 14. Listen to what he's saying here. Esther 4:12-14.
The book of Esther, chapter 4, December 12 through 14 reads, Esther chapter 4, verse 12. They told Mordecai Esther's word, verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not within yourself that you shall escape in the king's house more than any of your god Judah, through the word Jew. Verse 14, but thou altogether hold thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to your God Judah, who they were Jews from another place. Thou and thy father's family shall be destroyed. Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
You know, man, he said, look at you, you think you don't made it. I remember it was a brother in class. One of the six camps, he said, I won't be a teacher no more. I said, brother, you got a call on you. Do this thing, you'd be a teacher. And after, within a week later, for him, crack good rhymes again. See, I'm telling you something, C. Ray. Be very careful with the mouth. Because remember one thing about the mouth. When you make statements out the mouth, do you understand what Yahweh got written And Enoch 98:7-12. Do you know we got written? So be very careful with the mouth. Do you know what's written in the book of Enoch 98:7-12? The mouth. What does it say?
The book of Enoch, chapter 98, number 7-12 reads. Book of Enoch, chapter 98. Book of Enoch, chapter 98, verse number 7. Enoch 98, verse 7 reads. Do not think in your spirit, nor say in your mind, that you do not know, that you do not see, that every sin is recorded every day in heaven. In the presence of the Most High, Yahuwah, verse number 8. From now on, you know that all your wrongdoings that you do will be written down every day to the day of your judgment. Verse number 9. Woe to you, you fools. For through your folly you shall perish. You do not listen to the wise, so no good will come to you against the wise. Verse number 10. And so and now. Know you that you are prepared for the day of destruction, and for do not hope to live, you sinners. You shall depart in death, but there will be no ransom for you, because you are prepared for the day of great judgment, for the day of tribulation, great shame for your spirits. Verse number 11. Woe to you, you obstinate of mind, who work wickedness and eat blood. Where do you have good things to eat and to drink? And to fulfill from all the good things which Yahuwah, the Most High, has placed in abundance on the earth. Therefore you shall have no peace. Verse 12. Woe to you who love the deeds of unrighteousness. Wherefore do you hope for good for yourself? Know that you will be delivered into the hands of the righteous. They shall cut off your necks, slay you, and have no mercy on you.
You mean the Bible says? Yeah, see, ready? See, Bible is gonna draw you, or it's gonna drive you. But one thing I know it's gonna do, it's gonna expose you. If your intent is not right, if your desire is not the Bible first, all your wicked deeds is written down from Yahuwah, and Yahuwah will make you make a statement out your mouth. And everything you said out your mouth, one day it's going to come back on the table. You got to read. And the book of Proverbs, it tells you even the kings and everything is in the 16 verse 1. Do you understand this man got the thing covered? So it's no accident that we know when you're ready, because we know what spirit you have on you. We know what you'll do and what you won't do. When you got the spirit of Yahuwah, we know what